Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Love People, Use Things by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus, The Minimalists. Sophie, I have to ask, when you first heard that title, did you think it was just another decluttering guide?
Oh, totally. I was ready for a list of tips on how to fold your socks, but it's so much bigger than that. It's really about why we cling to stuff and how that messes with our relationships and our sense of self.
Right, and they start with a confession. Both of them were living the American dream, high-paying jobs, nice apartments, fancy cars, and they were miserable. They felt empty and anxious.
Yeah, they were on what the book calls the hedonic treadmill. You buy something, get a dopamine hit, and then you're back to craving the next thing. They realized they had it backwards. They were loving things and using people.
The phrase, love people, use things is the whole philosophy. And the opposite, they say, never works. It's so simple, but it cuts deep. I mean, how many of us have used a friend as a networking opportunity or found comfort in a new gadget instead of actually dealing with our feelings?
Exactly.
And the book isn't about owning as little as possible. It's about owning only what adds value to your life. You curate your possessions, your time, your commitments, and even your relationships.
One of the most powerful ideas for me was that clutter is a physical manifestation of unresolved decisions. Every item you own but don't use is a decision you've deferred. That box of old cables in the closet, that's a decision about whether to recycle or toss them.
Yes. So decluttering isn't just organizing. It's reclaiming your agency. They have this exercise called a packing party where you pack everything up like you're moving, then only unpack what you need over 30 days. At the end, you see all the stuff you never touched.
Honestly, that sounds terrifying, but also kind of liberating. They say the goal isn't an empty house, but a sanctuary that supports your values. And they dig into why we hold on to things, fear, guilt, nostalgia, obligation, and the sunk cost fallacy.
Right, the sunk cost fallacy is huge. We keep something because we paid a lot for it, even if it no longer serves us. But the authors argue the real cost is the ongoing storage and maintenance. The memory isn't in the object, it's in your heart and mind.
That was a gut punch for me. I've kept old gifts out of guilt, and they're just sitting there taking up space. But the book also tackles digital clutter. Notifications, emails, apps, they fragment our focus and steal our time.
Absolutely. They say we should use technology as a tool, not let it be a master. Unsubscribe, mute, delete. Your attention is precious. And then there's the whole section about identity. We use stuff to signal who we are, but minimalism asks, who are you without the props?
Yeah, that's scary. But they also talk about the difference between passion and purpose. Passion is often a byproduct of doing meaningful work. They encourage focusing on contribution, not what can I get, but what can I give.
That's the heart of the mantra. Loving people means investing in their well-being. Things are just tools to facilitate that love. It's a continuous practice, not a one-time fix. You'll slip up, but you just ask yourself, does this add value to my life?
So my one takeaway is this. Every time I'm about to buy something or hold on to something, I'm going to ask myself if it helps me love people better or if I'm just trying to fill a void. That simple question could change a lot.
That's a good one. And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Love people, use things. It's a simple idea that flips a lot of our assumptions upside down.
It really does. It's about letting go of the clutter, physical, mental, digital, so you can make room for what truly matters. We'll see you in the next one.